Amen. You turn your Bibles, Luke 15. Gospel of Luke, chapter 15. I was thinking while Sister Linda was singing that song, Unworthy. God did not save me because I was good. God didn't save me because I deserved it. God didn't look down here, Brother Keith, and see something in me to make him want to love me. He saved me in spite of myself. He saved me because he chose to love me in spite of myself. I was not good. I was bad. If you never seen that in yourself, I wonder if you've ever been saved. If you think you're doing God a favor, you need to learn a little more of him. Amen. I desire in my heart to try to be a help to you tonight. I fully understand, Brother Keith. I have no power in myself to do that. I can't impress you with my intellect. I'm not a very smart fella. I'm not going to persuade you with smooth words. I don't have that ability. I need the help and the presence and the power of God. And as you'd hear me tonight, I'd pray you'd not hear me, but you'd hear past me, and you'd hear from heaven. Amen. I pray that the voice of God speak to your heart, because that's the only thing that's going to help us. Amen. Brother Robert, if you would, I'd appreciate if you'd pray for us before I try to preach.
My Father in heaven.
Great God of heaven, I thank you.
Boy, you know, Father, as I know how. I just want to say thank you, dear Father in heaven, God, for this part of the week. And God, if we could come to the house of God to worship you in spirit and in truth.
To their heart and truth.
Now, Father, you know what we need tonight, God. And I'm glad, Father, that we're serving one that knows all things. There is nothing that God don't know. There's nothing that he can't do. And I'm so glad, thank God in heaven, that one day, by grace through faith, Father, you saved us by the grace of God.
Jesus.
And I'm glad tonight, God, that we're headed home. We're just a pilgrim passing through. This world is not my home.
Right.
And our Father, tonight, Lord, as we come to you, we come, God is humbling as we know how. Danny, as he stands tonight, God, to preach to our heart, I pray, Father, as humbling, Lord, as I know how, God, that you have taken and used it. Our Father, give him what he needs to preach, and I pray and I ask you, dear God, that Father, that you'll fill him with the power of God, turn him loose, and let him preach to our heart. Help us, our Father, because, God, we need your help. There is never a time, God, that we don't need your help. We always have to have your help. And I'm very thankful, God, that one day I come to know you.
Yes.
I've been saved by God's grace. I'm glad that I'm headed to a city where it's builder, maker, God. And I ask you, Father, for the pastor and his bride, I pray for them, Lord, if you take care of them. God, whatever they headed home, I pray, God, that you keep the road clean for them and to help them bring them home safely. And God, you know Danny's needs tonight. God, you know what he needs, Father, to preach the word of God. And I pray, Father, that you'll give him that. Help him, I pray, our Father, in humbly pray, God, that you'll use him for the glory of God. In Jesus' blessed name, we'll humbly pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, chapter 15, and I'm going to touch on several verses throughout the chapter tonight, but just for the sake of time, as my text, I will just read verse 20 for right now. And it said, "And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. If I'd have a title for this tonight, what God's given me, I want to share with you. I guess it'd be in the form of a question. I want to ask you tonight, has the Father kissed you today? Brother Keith, I'm so thankful in my heart tonight to God. He's been so kind to us, especially recently over the last few months. Some of the services we've had.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen the good wind of God blow through this place and touch people's hearts and see tears of joy flowing. Amen. And I thank Him for that. I like it, don't you? I don't want to take that for granted. But I find myself, when that happens on a Sunday or a Wednesday, I find myself getting up on a Monday and a Thursday, and I can't help but feel like I need some more of that.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Lord, let me have another dose of that. It was good for yesterday, and it's still sweet to my heart, and I'm not taking it for granted, but I need the good kisses of the Father every day.
Yeah.
I need to be encouraged. Brother Todd, this is a rough world we're living in. Life is not easy. There are problems and troubles, and we still get sick and face persecution just like anybody else. And I don't know about you, but I don't have the ability in my own power to face that standing alone. I need the good help of God. And sometimes I get discouraged, Brother Robert. I'll just be honest with you. I get a little down and I'll get pooch mouth. And then here come God, send a sweet Holy Ghost by, and hug my neck, and kiss me and remind me He loves me, and it's a blessing to me. Amen, and I thank God for that. Has the Father kissed you today? That's my question to you. Amen. As we look at this, let's look at verse 11. The beginning of this report. And the Bible said, and He said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said unto his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. Amen. This is a story, it's an account of two sons. Two boys, the elder and the younger. And I want to get you to focus there on that verse 12 for a minute. I don't know if you've ever noticed this. I know many a times I've done it in the past. You read this account and we think about the prodigal son, the younger one. It seems to me that's what the focus is usually about. When you read this passage or you hear somebody preach on it. But notice there in verse 12, the younger asked the father, said, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And it said, talking about the father, and he divided unto them, not him, them, his living. Each one of them, their living. Amen. And that's exactly what it was. But see, the problem here, Brother Todd, is this was according to the tradition. This was according to the law. Amen? You go back in the life of them old patriarchs and the life of Israel in the time of the law, and the older son, he had privileges that none of the other children in the house had, and that was this elder brother. I'll remind you that when it come time for all that to be handed out by the father, Brother Keith, he got a double portion. As the older, he got a double portion. Amen. And he had the birthright. Amen. He had the inheritance right. Amen. He had the right when Father died and passed off the scene that he was to become the leader. He was to become the patriarch over the clan and over the family. He came with a responsibility as well as a blessing. Amen. And it said at this time when the younger asked for his portion that befalleth him, it said that he gave them. Amen.
Yeah.
Gave them. Both these boys got what they deserved, what was due them, according to the law.
Yeah. Right.
According to the law. Every single person born into this old world, Brother Robert, gets what is due them according to the law.
Yeah.
Every man in this old world, even a lost sinner, the wickedest man alive, he gets what's due him.
Yeah.
He still has life from God according to nature, which testifies of the Godhead. Is that right?
Right.
He still got light. And the question is it just comes down to what will he do with that light? Amen. So both of these boys got what was due them according to the law.
Yeah.
One can't say, nothing got treated better than I did. Amen.
Amen.
That's exactly right. And in this world and in this life, even a lost man, the rain still falls on him just as good as it does to just.
Yeah.
Amen. He still gets to, for the most part, eat food just like we do, have friends just like we do, enjoy some of the pleasantries of life just like we do, even though he is not right with the Father.
Yeah.
Amen. That's that common grace. That's just that common love according to the law. Has none new grace. It's according to the law. That's where everybody starts out at. Amen. God said he loved the world. Amen. Who's that? Everybody. Is that right? He so loved the world. Amen. Light comes to every man. He lighteth every man. Is that right? Everybody's got light. I don't care where he is. I don't care if he's over the darkest, deepest corner of this world, afar from civilization. He still has light from God. The question is, what's he going to do with it?
Right.
Amen.
Right.
He gave to both them boys, to them, their portion. Now, I'd say the elder got a pretty good deal out of that. He got twice as much. He inherited the birthright. And no doubt he stayed there with the father. Now, we'll get on the younger son here in a minute. But he stayed there with the father. Amen. Is that right? And he done his duty according to the law. Is that right? Let's look at this elder. Look at verse 29. It said the elder was faithful to do his duties, but he neglected the sweet fellowship with the father. Look at verse 29. What the Bible says. And he answered, said to his father, Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time the commandment. And yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. So we know the story here. This was after the prodigal son done come back. And the older brother now, he's mad, Brother Robert. He said, hey, wait a minute now. You never done all this for me. Look at verse 31. He had access to it. Why didn't he take advantage of it? What's verse 31 saying? And he said unto him, Son, it's the father talking, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. Now here this boy is. He took his portion, Keith. Amen. He got a double portion. He got the birthright. He got the better blessing to start with. He stayed with the Father all these years, and he was faithful, done his duty, served the Father. Amen?
Yeah.
You hear what I'm telling you? Right? And he had access to it. He was an heir to it all. That's what we are. We're heirs with Christ.
Yes, we are.
Amen. He was a good old boy. I mean, if you look at him, you'd probably have bragged on him. You'd have probably said, look at him, Brother Donald. Look at him down there. He don't never sleep in late. He gets up, he goes down there and does what Daddy tells him to do. He's faithful, he respects Daddy. He does everything he's been told according to the commandment. Amen. He's not transgressed the law in no way. He's done everything his duty tells him to do. And that's good. That's good. But he had access to that fatty calf. He could have went down there and said, come on, Daddy. Come on, Daddy, let's go down here and make merry. And he could have had some sweet fellowship with the Father, too. But he neglected it. How many of us have been guilty of that? You feel like, I'm all right, I'm doing pretty good, I'm saved. That's great. You're right there with the Father. Amen. You say, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. That's good. You're in the will of God. But if you took time just to fellowship with Him, if you took time to just sit and enjoy them special times, Brother Robert, them sweet times where you're just praying or reading the Word of God and He'll just come in. It's like He just sits down beside you and it's so sweet and tears will roll down your cheeks. And y'all, and here's the thing, and I'm guilty of this. And God will do that for you. And then you'll go maybe the next day to church and you'll testify of it and give Him praise and honor for it, and you should.
Yeah.
And then by the next day, you done forgot it and you're back in old routine again. Neglecting the Father. Doing your duty now, according to the law, but neglecting the good blessings of the sweet and special fellowship with the Father. That's where this elder son was. It was available to him, Brother Keith. Here he is griping and complaining about it. When the younger boy come back home and they're making a big deal over him, he had access to it the whole time. It was his own fault. He was neglecting it. He was an heir to it. He could have done it. But he neglected it. So busy with his duty, which is good. You're supposed to do what you're supposed to do. But God wants you sometimes to just sit at the Master's feet and worship Him and fellowship with Him. And if you don't do that, you're just cheating yourself out of the sweetest and the best times you'll ever have as a child of God. Amen. God gives to every man according to His words. Is that what the Bible says? You'll reap what you sow. You can be a good, faithful Christian and do all your duty and you ought to, and God will bless you. Amen. And He'll let good blessings come your way. Amen. But you cheat yourself out of the very best. God's God. Himself. If you don't take time to sometimes just fellowship with Him. Ain't that something? Now we know what the younger did. He took his and he went off down there in a far country.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, right.
And he wasted it on riotous living.
Yes,
I don't know what all he's doing, but it wasn't good. It wasn't the will of the Father. It certainly wasn't righteousness.
Right.
He had an eye. Ain't that something? That older brother had an eye to stay with the Father. But that old boy, he got caught by the glare of the world.
Yep.
And he looked where it took him. Look where he wound up at, Sister Camille. He wound up down there in the hog pen.
Yeah.
In the hog pen. With nothing, eating the husks that the slime was eating. The husks ain't even fit to eat.
No.
He wasn't getting the corn.
No.
He was getting the husks.
Yes. Ain't nothing there.
Nothing. No nutrition. Don't taste very good, I'm sure. Nothing. There was nothing in that to benefit him. But that's what he got. He got what he deserved. He was reaping what he'd sowed. He took the goodness of the Father. He took the light he had. And he rejected it. He didn't just neglect it. He rejected it. And he ran off down there and lived for the world. Is that right?
Yeah.
And he found himself in the hog pen. And it said no man would even help him. Hey, and the Father didn't go running off down there and rescue him neither.
Right.
Amen. So look where the old younger boy wound up. He needed a change. He needed a change. He needed a change of heart, a change of nature. Why'd he run off down there and wind up in the hall of fame? Because that's what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
That's what he had a taste for, you might say. I heard a good illustration the other day. They said old Brother Spurgeon used this one time. He said, you go out there in the hog pen. He said, you see that old hog out there, and he's got his old face buried down in that old mess. Garbage. Is that right? Stinking. I'm slop. That stuff we throwed out in the garbage. He going, boy, he's just eating it up and grinning ear to ear. Is that right? Why? Because that's his nature. That's his nature. That's the way a sinner is with the world. We'll see them all down there in the world living it up. Got their head down there to their neck. Their ears plumb covered up in the slop of the world, Brother Robert.
Yeah.
Amen. And we'll say, oh, I don't know why they won't do that. That's their nature. They like it.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Right.
But old Brother Spurgeon said, if he'd had the power to walk down there to the old hog pen and touched him and transformed him into a man, he said immediately, he'd pull his head up out of that slop trough. And he'd decide, what am I doing? Am I crazy?
Yeah.
And he would detest the very taste and smell of what he was just dining on 5 seconds before. And he'd reject it and go get him a good old steak plate or something.
Yep.
Why? Because he just received a new nature. Let me tell you something, folks. You get born again, that's the way it'll be. You won't want to run off down there and dine in the hog slop no more in the world. You'll want God's food. You'll want sheep food.
Yeah.
Amen. You won't want what the hogs get. You won't be down there up the ears in the garbage no more. It's called repentance. And God works in a man's heart when he saves him. Amen. You'll lose your desire for it. Shininess and the prettiness of the world will get dim in your eyes, and you'll start seeing the lights of heaven. Amen. And crying out in your heart, Abba Father. Ain't that wonderful? And that's where you'll start gravitating to. That's where you'll want to go.
Amen.
You think about that. But there he was down there in the hog pen. Look at verse 21. Talking about the younger son. He said, and the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son.
Yeah.
See, as Brother Matthias would say, business picked up when he came to the end of himself. When he saw himself for what he was, Brother Tim, down there with the hogs acting like a hog in the slop of the world. And then it got detestable to him. And he came to the end of his cell. And he said, I've got to find my way back to the Father's house. Amen. He said, if he won't even let me be a child no more, if he'll just let me be a servant, then boy, it's better than this.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Right?
And I'm going to tell you what, if you've never been saved, you're going to have to come to the end of your cell.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get sick and tired of the world.
Right.
Sick and tired of sin. To the point that the very thought of running back to it will make you nauseous, amen. Amen. And we'll put something in you that'll cause you to start looking to Calvary. Amen. And looking to the blood. And looking to God for grace and mercy. It amazes me here in this verse how it pictures and portrays humility. He didn't go down there and say, "Oh, Dad, I'm sorry. I'm back." He went back begging.
Yeah.
And even admitted, "I don't even deserve for you to take me." Is that right? Boy, how many times you see an old sinner fall under conviction under the preaching of the gospel and hit a whole altar somewhere or hit their knees and start begging and crying and begging God and praying, telling God how sorry they are.
Yeah.
And you were. And I was too.
Right.
Compared to him. Is that right? Ooh. Old sinner had to come to the end of himself. That's before we ever got the blessing. Is that right? That's before we ever got the goods. That's before they ever killed the fatty calf and went down there to the supper. Amen. He had to come humble and get honest with himself and with the Father. Amen. And beg for mercy. Amen. He had to see himself for who he was. And he realized he wasn't worthy. Amen. I was thinking about that when Sister Linda was singing that song, "Unworthy." Boy, I'm going to tell you what, that old boy was not worthy. He done rejected the Father. You ever thought about this? Think about the shame he had brought the Father. Can you hear the people back home?
Yep.
Gossiping, tattletelling, Father hearing about it. Go down there to the market maybe to pick up something. Hear somebody over on the other aisle. Boy, you hear what his old boy done. He's down there in the hog pen. Look how he's living. It'll grieve the Father if you're not right with Him. Because He loves us. Is that right? Don't you think it won't grieve the Father? It does. You grieve the Holy Ghost. Amen. But look at verse 22. The Bible tells us, "But the Father said." Now this is after what He said. "Now the Father said to His servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet and bring hither the fatty calf and kill it and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." And they began to be merry. Whew. Boy, ain't that sweet. Boy, I mean, the Father just took him in. Brother Keith, I am convinced there's a lot of symbology there. You think about that. I'm not gonna mention it much, but he talked about go get that fatty calf and killed it. That's a picture of that sacrifice. To wash his sin away. That's a picture of the blood. Amen. Book of Hebrews tells us, said, "But there's no forgiveness of sins without shedding the blood." Is that right? He had to shed that blood. It's in the blood. I appreciate Brother Dennis preaches a lot on the blood, and I say amen to it. Thank God he shed that blood for me, Brother Robert, and for you, and for everybody else who's ever been born again into the family of God. That's some pretty powerful blood. Wash all that sin away. Man, ain't that wonderful? Thank you, Lord. And he was kissed with great love. Let's just look at a couple of these things and then I'll close. Now verse 22. He says, bring forth the best robe. That robe is a picture of what covers our sin with the righteousness of Christ. Now, and I ain't trying to get crude or nothing here. But you just try to picture this in your mind. This old boy had been off down there in the hog pen, Brother Shirley. He'd been down there in the world. Ain't no telling how long it's been since he took a bath. Now, you the farm boy. You know what an old hog and old slop pen smells like.
Right.
And I guarantee you, he probably smelled like that, plus the sweat and the dirt and everything else. I'd say he wasn't very, very pretty to look at. Ain't had a bath, no telling when. Just had the dirt of sin all over him. Amen. Is that right? But the Father said, hey, bring that robe over here.
Yes, sir.
Cover that mess up. I don't see that no more.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I don't see it. What dirt? I don't see it. I see a robe of righteousness on him. That's what God done for you when he saved you.
Right.
Amen. That robe. Well, that's a picture of the righteousness of Christ. We're clothed in that. We're covered in that, Brother Dennis. Is that right? Amen. And we're going to have that wedding garment.
Yeah.
One of these days, when we get to the marriage supper, we're going to have that wedding garment.
Yeah.
Amen. You remember there was that one man coming there and didn't have no wedding garment. And he got cast out. You're going to have a wedding garment. Because God ain't going to look at your filth. He's not going to look at the filth of your sin. He's not going to put his holy and righteous eyes on it. You're going to have the robe on. Covering that mess. Amen. Boy, like I said, he just put it behind his back and he chose not to remember it no more. Chose. Brother Keith, I don't think bad when people say this. Don't get me wrong. I don't think bad of nobody, but it just ain't right. They'll say he forgot my sin. No, he didn't. Forgetfulness implies a flaw. He chose to remember them no more. God made a conscious, he didn't forget, he made a conscious decision to not even allow it to be in his mind anymore and acknowledge it.
Yeah.
Is that right? Because there is no fault or flaws in God. God don't forget nothing, he knows everything. He chose to put it behind his back and not remember it no more. He made a conscious decision to do that according to his good will and pleasure. Amen. That robe. Said, come, put that best robe on, the best robe. The best robe. Did you catch that?
Yeah.
There ain't no better robe than Christ.
Amen.
He's as good as you can get. God give his very best for us, Brother Todd. He didn't send an angel. He didn't send somebody else. He sent the very best he had. Himself, in flesh, reconciling us to Him. Amen. He gave the very best He had. The best road. I like that. Said, and put it on Him. Said, and put a ring on His hand. That ring is the seal or a picture of the promise of eternal relationship. Man takes a bride and gets married. They put them rings on. Them rings, you've heard it before. They just keep going round and round and round and round and round without end. It's a symbol of eternity. It's a symbol of it never ending. Amen. Is that right? He didn't give me no secondhand life. He gave me eternal life. Amen. He didn't give me a good life here and then I die and just poof, I just cease to exist. No, I'm going to live forever with Him. Amen. Eternal life. It's a picture of that eternal relationship. A father and his child. Amen. A husband and his wife. Boy, it just don't get no closer than family, does it? And I ain't talking about natural family. I'm talking about spiritual family. The family of God. Boy, it don't get no better than that. Said, put a ring on him, Brother Dennis. That was his promise. That was that seal of God's commitment to him. That's what he did for us. He made a commitment to us. A promise he'll never break because he cannot lie. I was thinking today, these people think you can lose it. I'm trying to figure out how they think that something they got that they didn't do anything to get could be lost by something they do. It's a gift. It don't have nothing to do with us to start with. It's a gift. He done it for us in spite of us. We couldn't be good enough. I said that as I started tonight. It's a gift. We don't deserve it. He just did it because He loved us. So put a ring on Him. Well, ain't that good? And He put shoes on His feet. And that's a picture of how He keeps us through the journey. You think about what does a pair of shoes do, Brother Todd? You go out there and you walk across over somewhere where there's gravel and glass, no telling what else. Well, you didn't have no shoes on, what happened to the bottom of your feet? You get tore all to pieces, wouldn't you? No, He done put some shoes on us. Brother Dennis, He put shoes on us. He put holy shoes on us. Amen. The old devil will come after us. The world will come after us. People despise us for what we stand for, come after us. But praise God, we got the shoes on. He can't tear us up. Amen. God's done made provision. Amen. We're hid in Christ. This world ain't going to get us. Amen. We overcome this world because He overcome it. Is that what the Bible says? Hallelujah. Boy, I'm going to tell you what, I just don't have eternal life. I've got Him here.
Yeah. Amen.
Eternal life started the day I got born again, Sister Linda. It ain't going to start when I die and go to heaven. It started that day.
Yeah.
And I've got all the blessings and all the promises now.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
What a blessing. What God's done for us. I just want to ask you tonight, are you here lost? You been down the hog pen? Huh? You been down there and you don't realize that you've never really seen what bad a shape you're in and how bad you need a Savior? Or maybe you're saved here tonight. I assume most everybody in here is. You testify of it. Have you gotten so busy like the elder brother? Have you just gotten so busy, Brother Joe, doing the duty that you forgot to just stop and take time and sit at His feet and enjoy the good blessings of that sweet fellowship?
Amen. Yes.
Would that be anybody in here tonight? Has the Father kissed you today? Maybe somebody in here tonight, Father ain't never kissed him. Be a good night, get kissed. Be a good night, get kissed. Sister Linda, if you want to come. Altar's open. You know your heart. I'd pray God spoke to somebody tonight.